Hey friend, are you tired of restless nights because you're worried about where and how clients will find you? Do you feel overwhelmed with a to-do list that never seems to get shorter and prevents you from spending more quality time with your family and doing the things you love? Or maybe you lack clarity around your personal brand and what you can do to be more visible and increase awareness of your business. That's where I come in. If you are ready to create sustainable business growth with simplicity, the purpose to result success without social program is for you. Choose between my one-to-one business growth strategy program, or a business review clarity and strategy VIP day, or the Success Without Social Business Growth Academy. The best part of my program is that you can start at any level and add on or continue to grow with a community of like-minded, impact-driven business owners to create sustainable success and a lifetime of limitless opportunity. You'll experience a customized approach to business growth and implement strategies that are aligned with you and your values, so it feels good and is sustainable. Success begins with clarity, and it becomes sustainable when you believe in yourself, the unique gifts God's given you, His power and strength in you, and what's capable for your clients through your work. Are you ready to reduce stress, organize your business, create sustainable growth, and make more money? Schedule a free consultation today, and let's see which program is the best fit for you and your business. Simply go to bit.ly/discoverwithrobin to schedule your free strategy consultation. The link is in the show notes. Welcome to the Robin Graham Show, the go-to podcast for small business owners and entrepreneurs who want to grow and scale their businesses and achieve success without social media. Social media can result in comparison, doubt, and imposter syndrome that will ultimately hold you back from achieving your goals and dreams and the purpose God has called you to. And you don't need it to achieve sustainable success. There are myriad marketing strategies you can adopt to reach your soulmate clients and create opportunities for limitless earning potential. Hey friend, I'm Robin Graham, a former pharmacist turned business growth strategist and coach, specializing in growing successful businesses without social media. I love to share everything I've learned in my 23 plus years of experience as a business owner. I'm also the author of You, Me, and Anxiety. If you want to follow your God-led calling and uncover joy, purpose, and passion in your life and business while having an impact, making money, and bringing glory to God in the process, you're in the right place. I'm creative, strategic, and techie, all rolled into one. If you can't figure out what's holding you back in your business, chances are we'll help figure it out for you. Each week, I and my guests will teach you how to grow your business without social media, in addition to various strategies that you can employ to do so, like marketing, faith, SEO, personal branding, PR, email marketing, sales, tech, tools, systems and processes and automation, the behind the scenes stuff you need to simplify in order to grow and scale and retain clients. And we'll also cover mindset and mental health too. Listen each week to get the best advice to help you create the life and business of your dreams while staying aligned with your values and faith in Jesus so that you can build a solid foundation, fulfill your purpose, and help create a ripple effect of good in the world. If you're tired of overthinking, spinning in circles, and doing all the things with minimal results, great, because I am all about simplicity, ease, and grace. Be sure and subscribe so you don't miss any episodes. And visit the website, therobingraham.com, where you'll find a plethora of free resources and all the show notes. Now grab your cup of coffee or the dog's leash and let's dive in. Hey friends, welcome back to another episode of the Robin Graham Show. I'm solo today. It's just you, me, and my mic. And I have to tell you, I have been listening to Myron Golden. I don't know if you're familiar with him or not, but he has really inspired me in some different ways. And the message that I'm bringing to you today is related to a few of his YouTube videos that I recently listened to a few weeks ago. And I thought, you know, He has so many good points, and it's all scripturally based. And so I thought this is a good time to address some of these, let's say, mindset issues that so oftentimes we as entrepreneurs have. So if you have been trying to grow your business and your or start your business, grow your business, either way, struggling to get it off the ground, struggling to design your packages, your offers, your pricing, and to sell, then this episode is most likely really going to resonate with you. Oftentimes, we think that we have to trade time for money, and we associate our hours, our time with a dollar amount. And that is a mindset of lack. And God did not create you for lack. God created you for a life of abundance. And my goal today is to help you develop that mind of abundance by diving into scripture to see what scripture says about how abundant we actually are through all of the gifts that God has given us. And if we can really embrace that, we're going to go farther, faster. So, I'm going to encourage you to head over to the show notes. The blog has a ton of details, a lot of additional links to other episodes related to the topics that I'm going to talk about today, but also there's going to be more detail there. It's a pretty extensive blog post, but it's got a lot of value, and I think you're going to want to reference the scripture verses and things like that. So be sure and click over there after you listen. So let's start with, what does the Bible say to us about abundance? Well, it all started with Adam and Eve. God made the Garden of Eden, and he made it beautiful, plentiful, and perfect. When he created Adam, he said to Adam, "You are free to eat from every tree in the garden, except for the tree of the knowledge of good and evil." So freely and every. Two words that indicate that Adam had absolutely every single thing he could possibly need or want at his fingertips. And he was fine with that. And Eve was fine with that until Satan distracted them, distracted Eve. He caused her to doubt that she had everything. He caused her to question what she didn't know. He caused her to question, did God really say that? Well, yes, God did really say that. Just like God really did leave us the Ten Commandments and so many scripture verses to tell us how we should live our lives today. The Bible is the inerrant word of God. It doesn't change with science. It doesn't change with times. And in fact, there is a book, not going to remember the name of it right now, but Carolyn Leaf wrote it, and she's a neuroscientist. And she has published a book, and she states that science is just now catching up to the brain, to the miraculous way God created our mind and our brain. That gives you a sense of the level of abundance that God has given us. We have so much access at our fingertips if we trust and we don't let Satan distract us and cause us to doubt. Satan's main goal is to distract us. He wants to create chaos in our minds so that we are pulled away from what Scripture says, pulled away from Christ. And when that happens, when we're in a place of doubt, our mindset is going to spiral down a negative path, and we are not going to be as productive. We're going to procrastinate, and we're not going to have the outcomes that we desire. It's a trickle-down effect. So, how often, let me ask you this, how often do we as humans follow Eve's example and focus on what we don't have instead of the abundance that God has given us. That sense of lack, that sense of, well, I still need this, or I still want this, instead of being content, we oftentimes get complacent about looking at what we have, and we go down that path. Well, so-and-so has that. So-and-so has that. Well, I want that. Well, I need that. And all the while, we have all these blessings in front of us that we're not paying attention to, we're not acknowledging, we're not expressing gratitude for. Putting a dollar sign on our time and trading time for money is an example of seeing that time as this limited commodity instead of seeing the value of our gifts, our knowledge that allow us to provide others with the gifts of helping them, serving them. And it causes us to be less responsible with our time. So it's really important that we approach time from the perspective, especially in our businesses, that we have an abundance of time and we all have the same amount of time. But how responsible are we with our time? What are we doing with that time? And instead of putting a dollar sign to our time, let's put a value to our time. And that value comes from the wisdom and the knowledge that God has given us that we can now share and forward, pay it forward, so to speak, to other people. So Deuteronomy 28:12 reads, "The Lord will open the heavens, the storehouse of his bounty, to send rain on our land in season, and to bless all the work of our hands. You will lend to many nations, but will borrow from none." What do you have to do to receive this abundance? It's really simple. It's obey the Lord. And that was the message in Deuteronomy. When you think of the Israelites and their journey through the wilderness, they did a lot of complaining. But every single time there was a need, God provided it, and he provided it in plenty. Water, manna, bread, so many other things. Similar to the expectations of obeying the Lord, blessings will follow. We are to give our blessings and share our wealth. Proverbs 3:9-10 tells us, "Honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruits of all your crops. Then your barns will be filled to overflowing, and your vats will brim over with new wine." God gives us that abundance. Therefore, we are to give to him first. This is tithing. But even above and beyond that, not give what is left over after we've purchased material things or done fun things. We're to give to him first. That is so hard to do, especially if we're of a mindset of scarcity or lack, because we're thinking, well, I can't give this away. What if I run out before the next client comes in? But what God's telling us here is that if we give to him first, he will make sure we have enough. That should give you a true sense of confidence. To develop an abundance mindset, you have to look at more than financial blessings. In Psalm 23:5, David writes about God's protection of his people, even when enemies and darkness surround them. In Psalm 36:8, David, reminds us of God's faithfulness, protection, and righteousness. The verse reads, "They feast on the abundance of your house. You give them drink from your river of delights." David also wrote about abundance in Psalm 65. This time, he refers to our refinement, to the refinement that we experience through our trials and challenges, which for many of us are many. For silver to be refined, it has to be put into fire, extremely hot, hot fire and heat in order for it to be refined. That process is called smelting. Our trials and challenges help us to realize that God generously gives us life and that we are to cherish it, not take it for granted. And I know it's so easy to do. I just had this conversation with my husband as we're going through some changes with his work. And, you know, we have done this. We have taken for granted our life, our blessings. And it's especially easy to do that. It's just because we always are looking around us and we're always seeing something new or something exciting or something that someone else has. It's really important to focus on these blessings, especially when life is difficult, we're faced with challenges, business isn't going well, relationships are struggling, or during financial hardships. We have to focus on how blessed we are and have that heart of gratitude and remember that God is giving us every gift we need to live, survive, to move forward. And this is where prayer comes in. Because if we ask Him from a place of thanksgiving and we put worry and anxiety to the side, He's going to give us everything we need. And we're reminded of that in Philippians, I think it's Philippians 4, verses 6, 7 to 8, something like that. So one of our best gifts that Jesus has ever given us is the Holy Spirit. And as believers, we're never alone. The Holy Spirit offers us abundant gifts, knowledge, wisdom, faith, healing, miracles, prophecy, discernment, speaking in tongues, interpreting tongues. All of these things are listed in 1 Corinthians 12, and Paul so eloquently tells us about each one of them. In addition, the Holy Spirit shares His fruit with us. We can learn about that in Galatians 5, 22, 23. Those fruit of the Spirit include love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. If you experience any of these, you are genuinely living in abundance. And if you want to develop an abundance mindset, open your Bible and read Galatians 5, 22 to 23. Memorize it and hold it in close to your heart. Recite it every day. And it'll remind you that you are indeed truly blessed. We have access to supernatural powers through the Holy Spirit. Anytime, anywhere. God freely gives His Holy Spirit to us for all of our daily needs. We just have to ask. To me, that is abundance. Without the fruit of the Holy Spirit, we can do nothing. We can't really do anything on our own. We need His strength, knowledge, and wisdom, especially if we're starting or growing a business. Life is hard. Being an entrepreneur is challenging. But when we have the Holy Spirit as our rock and our go-to for guidance, He provides every single thing we need to have the right mindset, to create the right strategy, and to take the right action steps to get the results that we want. And most importantly, that God has called us to, because God always equips us, always. If He's called us to something, He will equip us. And let's not forget to mention here the abundance of grace that we receive because Jesus took our sins from us when He willingly suffered and died. John 10:10 reminds us, the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come, they may have life and have it to the full. The thief refers to Jesus' opponents. You too have opponents. We all do. But Jesus came to give us abundant love, forgiveness, and guidance. He gives us the gift of life every single day. He gives us the gift of eternal life, something that we can hope for and look forward to. And we don't have to wait to receive that when we arrive in heaven. We have His grace and His gifts now. We can safely say that we are not living fully if we embrace a mindset of lack. When trading time for money, you ignore the value of the blessings God has given you. You begin to look at time as your most cherished commodity. You begin or become at risk of idolizing time and forget that God gave us time and plenty of it to serve Him above all else, to do that first and foremost, and to serve others, not only to spend our time making money. His perspective of time is different from ours. So then what is the value of time? The gifts He's given you have more value than time because they enable you to serve others and provide value in their lives while bringing glory to Him. If you work for someone else, yeah, you're trading your time for money. They're giving you an amount of money for the number of hours you work. And oftentimes you're working way more than what they're paying you when you add in all of the extras. But God has led you to entrepreneurship, and He wants you to have an abundance mindset, to see all the gifts that He's given you and use them for His glory. When you trust that He will equip you to do everything He's asking you to do, instead of holding on to fear and doubt and those distractions that Satan's throwing at you like fiery darts, you're going to succeed. He will make sure that your purpose is fulfilled. The one that He has called you to will happen. You will achieve what He's calling you to achieve because He will equip you to do so. The value you provide is worth more than an hour of your time. Think of it like this. If someone pays you $5,000 for the service that you offer, that you provide, and you help them transform their life through life coaching, health coaching, business coaching, you give them a lifetime of value. That value doesn't stop when your package is over and they're not working with you anymore. That $5,000 becomes $500,000 or $5 million or more. It's truly priceless. And this is where, if God is calling you to invest in help to grow your business, look at it from that perspective. If you pay $5,000 or $10,000, that lifetime value is multifold. It's so much greater than the dollar sign that you could attach to the time that you're paying, you think you're paying for, because you're actually paying for infinite time. Because that value is going to constantly be repeating itself. So develop your offers based on, I should say your offers and your pricing, based on the value you provide, that perceived value your prospective clients are going to get, the transformation that you help them achieve, and the duration of the results that you help them achieve, not just the time you spend with them. To avoid a mindset of lack in your business, you have to recognize the value that you provide because the gifts and abilities God has given you are priceless. Those gifts include, like I mentioned, the knowledge and wisdom that He has filled you with through the Holy Spirit. And when in doubt that you can provide value, remember that as a believer, the Holy Spirit is in you and you have His supernatural power to help you. So let's go back to Eve for a second. She had everything she could need or want inside the Garden of Eden. The same is true for us today. In fact, the Garden of Eden, the definition of the word Eden is plentiful. So we know for a fact that they had everything they needed. And the same is true for us today. The gift of the Holy Spirit enables us to embrace an abundance mindset. He will help us discern all the distractions that Satan puts in our path. The doubt, the fear, the imposter syndrome, comparison, all those things that lead to a mentality of lack. Ephesians 3:2 offers proof we have abundance at our fingertips. Paul writes, "And to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Now to him who can do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us." An abundance mindset comes from recognizing that fullness of God comes from Christ. Through Christ and the empowerment of the Holy Spirit, we have grace, love, guidance, all we need. There is no more lack when you have him, when you believe in him and you trust him. Matthew 6:33 tells us that to seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. We may not receive all we want in our time, but he will provide all we need and desire in his time. James shared, "Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly light, who does not change like shifting shadows." That is such good news. The same God who promised abundance in the Old Testament, who gave abundance in the Old Testament, is the same God who offers us abundance today. If he doesn't change, his promises don't change. So there are other episodes where we've talked about mindset, but ultimately our mind influences our beliefs, our thoughts, our emotions, and our thoughts and emotions are going to determine or influence or empower the action that we take, the choices we make, the behaviors we choose. And the behaviors we choose are going to influence the outcomes that we achieve. That is why it is so important to have a mind that is focused on abundance and the positive. When we study the woman in Proverbs 31, we discover she wasn't focused on trading time for money. Instead, she focused on creating, doing, selling, serving, and then reinvesting. She worked hard and dedicated her life to serving her husband, family, and others. When she sold her creations, she used her money to serve others and reinvested it to make more of it. If we want to develop an abundance mindset, we must be more like her and focus our efforts on serving first the Lord, then serving others, and then making money and reinvesting the money. And this is where that abundance mindset really comes into play. You know, in Matthew 25, Jesus taught many parables throughout his time on earth. But in Matthew 25, he taught about the parable of the talents, where the wealthy man was going on a journey. So he gave his employees money, talents, they were called, to work for him while he was gone. So he gives one person, and he based the gifts or the money, the amount of money, on the abilities of each person. So he gave the first person 5. He gave the next person 2. He gave the third person 1. Well, when he came back from his journey and he asked what they had done, how they had grown his investments, the man with 5 had doubled his investment. The man with 2 had doubled his investment. The man with 1 had buried his talent because he was afraid of losing it. This is so much like our lives today. God gives us all of these things, but we don't use them and apply them. And I'm going to use air quotes, reinvest in them to continue on a path of abundance. So what happened? The man who had nothing, who had one because he was not wise and did not do what he should have done with that talent, the wealthy man took it and gave it to the man who had the most because he had been so responsible with the gifts he'd been given. The entire parable is mapped out, as well as some additional lessons, in the show notes. I encourage you to go check it out, because if using social media results in any of these distractions that we've mentioned today, and takes you from an abundance mindset to a mindset of lack, I want you to recognize that you can grow your business without social media and alleviate, I didn't say eliminate, but alleviate Satan's opportunities to deceive you. He uses that tool, social media, to lure you into the trap of comparison, which leads to doubt, which leads to you questioning your abundance, the gifts God's given you, and your ability to succeed at what he's called you to. Friend, Jesus suffered and died for you and me. As believers, we have salvation, not only for justification of our sins and glorification in eternal life, but also for sanctification, the process by which the Holy Spirit molds us to be more Christ-like, to live like Christ. I reference this in the show notes, the book Put on the Armor of God by Priscilla Shire. If you haven't done that Bible study, I encourage you. It will change your perspective. Are you ready to accept the abundant life God has called you to as his child? Can you set aside the mindset of lack and follow the leading of the Holy Spirit to be more responsible with the gifts you've been given to serve the Lord, to serve his people, and to invest your gifts wisely? Your time is worth so much more than money. There is immense value placed on the gifts God has given you. What value can you share to make a lifelong difference in the lives of others? As always, friends, there is a link in the show notes to the resource page, which is therobingraham.com/resources. There is a ebook there that has 37 Bible verses that every entrepreneur should reflect on and live by. You may find that very helpful if you want some additional Bible verses about abundance, just about the gifts God's given us and how to use those gifts. And then there's also a link for the new ebook, 5 Crucial Strategies to Start and Grow Your Business for Sustainable Success Without Social Media. Thanks for being here, friends. I hope that this message blessed you, and I pray that you will discover all of your mighty gifts that God has given you and be able to employ them to serve others and make the best of everything you have. Until next time. And that's a wrap, friends. A heartfelt thank you for being here. I know there are many other ways that you could spend your time, so I truly appreciate you joining me. If you enjoyed this episode and found the information helpful, please take a moment to subscribe and leave a rating and review. Ratings and reviews are how we grow and get amazing guests and how more people find the show. A kind review would mean the world to me. Oh, and don't forget to share the episode with someone that it will help. And let's connect. You can find me on Pinterest and LinkedIn as therobingraham.com. And be sure and visit the website, therobingraham.com/resources, for a plethora of resources to help you grow your business for long-term success. Until next time, remember to smile.